According to the new law, foreign NGOs must secure approval from the Chinese authorities before they operate on the Chinese mainland. The Ministry of Public Security and Police Department at provincial levels will assist foreign NGOs with their registration and regulate their activities in the Chinese mainland. Foreign NGOs will have to register with the police to set up representative offices if they are to operate on the mainland. Those who want to operate temporarily here will have to work with their Chinese partners and file their programs with the MPS or the provincial police department. During the news conference at the Great Hall of the People, Zhang Yong, Deputy Director of the Law Committee of China's National People's Congress, says the new regulations will further guarantee the legal rights of foreign NGOs in China.
The formulation of this law will allow foreign NGOs within China to function in a smoother and more orderly manner. The legal rights of foreign NGOs under the regulations and direction of the law will be guaranteed more sufficiently and favorably.
The law suggests that any foreign NGO that undermines China's unity, security and ethnic solidarity or the interests of the state should be punished. Also, they will be banned from engaging in or sponsoring commercial, political and religious activities. The law empowers the police to interview chief representatives and senior executives if they are suspected of breaking the law. If their activities are considered to undermine state security, police can ask their Chinese partners to terminate the cooperation program. NGOs will have their registration certificates revoked if they are found stealing state secrets, spreading rumors, sponsoring political activities or any other activity that harms state security and interest. What's more, staff directly responsible for the offenses may face detention or criminal prosecution. Hao Yuhong, the director of the Ministry of Public Security's Foreign NGO Management Office, explains the reason behind the supervision of foreign NGOs' activities on the Chinese mainland.
A minority of foreign NGOs, through the meaning of funds and some methods, are able to harm China's national security interests and some other illegal criminal activity. As a result, strengthening control, including handling this illegal contact, is something that we should do.
Hao added that countries' procedures relating to the setting up foreign NGOs in the Chinese mainland will be worked out as soon as possible. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.